This is a Bible teaching podcast from www.lumen.org.uk. That's lumin.org.uk. The presenter is Jeff Lumley.
Hello, our series on the Lord's Prayer brings us now to Give Us Today Our Daily Bread. And I think we've got to remember where this comes in the prayer. We've already been praying for hallowed be your name. We've been worshipping. And then we said, your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And in those prayers, we were praying that it would be God's will done and not mine. So when we pray, give me today my daily bread, it's not a give me, give me, give me prayer. It's not, I want this, I want wealth, I want a car, I want new trainers. It's not that. We're saying, let your will be done, not mine. So we're saying, I no longer want to be a grabber. Jesus, in Matthew 6, verse 33, which is the same Sermon on the Mount that the Lord's Prayer comes from, said, seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness and all these other things that you need for daily, physical, material life will be added to you. Note that word need. It's not a Lamborghini I need. It might be an old second-hand car. But it's what we need, not necessarily what we want. Oh, I must confess, I've never wanted a Lamborghini. Anyway, what he's really saying here, do you know, is that our material needs are God's problem and not ours. Our job is to seek God's kingdom. God will then supply all our material needs. He will give us what we need for life. Is it Ephesians chapter 1? He says, everything we need for life and godliness, he will provide for us. So what is the daily bread? What is it that we're praying for? Well, it's really all the stuff that gives us life in all its fullness, which is what Jesus promises in John 10:10. What we need to do is expect the spiritual dimension of life and to be praying for that, because Jesus describes himself as the bread of heaven. And Jesus describes the Bible, the Word of God, as the bread. So this is a spiritual need we're recognizing. The problem in the first few lines of the Lord's Prayer is that we forget about me and think about them. Lord, let your will be done by them. Let your kingdom come over there with them. When actually we need to remember this is about me as well. Lord, may I do your will. The problem, I think, with this line is the other way around. We forget about them and we think about me. Give me my daily bread. It doesn't say that, does it? Give us today our daily bread. Give us today our daily bread. Now, let's go back to the material for a moment. Few of us listening to this need God to provide physical bread for us. There are poor people in the world, but I suspect if you're listening to this, you are not amongst those who need God to provide your physical food. Few of us have ever truly been starving. Our food comes from initially our parents, then we get the resources for it from our employers, and if you haven't got a job, then the state looks after you. You don't need to go to God for your material needs. And in fact, if the state isn't looking after you, you will find often the community does. There's a, you know, there will be a food bank or things like that. We don't go to God for these things. We go to each other in some way or another. But imagine that you haven't eaten anything. Not by choice, not because you're fasting, but you just have not had any food for 7 whole days. And then you see someone with food in front of you. What's your attitude? It's not one of, oh, I've got to be dignified and proud. It's one of, give me food. Please, I beg of you, give me food. And we need to come to God for his word. We need to come to God for Jesus as the only source of our spiritual food. And we need to recognize how starving we often are. We haven't had enough. Lord God, give me more of your word. Give me more of Jesus. We're ready to receive it. If a child goes up to their parents and say, yeah, okay, I'm ready for dinner now, and then walks off and leaves it on the table and does nothing with it, but goes off and plays a game or something, well, they're going to be in trouble, obviously, but they weren't ready for dinner now. If you're saying, give me today my daily bread, you've got to be putting yourself in a place of readiness. So, God, I want my daily bread. I want to read your word. I want to meet with Jesus. I want to have that encounter spiritually with you and be fed spiritually. Don't just pray this prayer and rattle it off and then go and do something else. I can remember being on a retreat. I think it was with work. I think we'd gone to a center, which there were monks there, and as part of our work retreat, which we were it was a work event, you know, you were thinking about how to improve the school and all the other stuff, but we went to their service, and their service was a very liturgical thing, and it had been quite dry. And then they said, let us praise the Lord, and they all said, thanks be to God, and off they went. Now, at first I thought, was that it? Is that the only praising of God you're going to do? Thanks be to God. But actually they went off, and their lives and what they did was that we are praising the Lord. And it was that sense of everything we do is being nourished in the Lord's company. But the other thing about that child's meal, if I may go back to them, they weren't saying, okay, I like to eat now, please. I pray that you will go and get some food. I pray you will find some food. No, the food was already theirs. It was already prepared. They're just saying, I'm ready to eat now. It's their food. It's been bought for them. It's been bought for the family, and they're part of the family. So the food is for them. They're not saying, oh, I hope someone is going to get some food. The food is there for them. So give us today that which has been prepared for us, that which is my nourishment, that God has prepared to nourish me. It's already prepared. You might say, well, do you know what? I read the Bible and nothing happens. I don't hear God's voice speak. Well, I do sometimes, but not every time. Let me ask you a couple of questions. What did you have to eat on December the 12th last year? I want to know everything. I want to know the main meal of the day, everything you had to eat on December the 12th last year. Come on! You don't know. Okay, what did you have to eat on December the 25th last year? Ah, now you begin to be able to remember what you ate. And actually, our spiritual nourishment is a little bit like that. There will be days when you eat and it's not that, you know, you know you've eaten, you know you've read the Bible, but there've been no flashes of light. And then one day you read it and God speaks very clearly to you. That can happen because you're reading the Bible regularly. That can happen because you're meeting with Jesus regularly. If you didn't meet with Jesus, the one special event wouldn't happen. If you only ate on December the 25th and your birthday every year, you would not live from one to the other. You need those unmemorable meals in order to have the memorable ones. We need the daily reading of God's word in order for God to be able to speak to us when he does. But it says, give us today. So it's not just about me, and it's not just about those quiet, private moments. But when we've had something, when God has spoken to us, then go and share it with someone else. Talk to other people in the church. I learned this in the Bible this week. God spoke to me in this way. I met with Jesus and I had this revelation. Talk about the things of God with other Christians. One of my favourite Old Testament stories is in 2 Kings chapter 6 and 7. And this is where we're beginning to move to give them today their daily bread, for those who are not part of the believers. It's a long story. There was a siege in Samaria, and inside the city there was famine, there was hunger, and the Assyrians were outside the city and they weren't letting any food in, and it was coming to the end of the siege in all accounts because they wouldn't have survived much longer. But the story is not so much about that. It's about four men who were camped just outside the city wall. So they weren't in the city, but neither were they Assyrians. They were of the city, but the Assyrians, they were between the Assyrians and the city. And the reason for that is they were lepers. So they had been cast out of the city and they were there starving along with the city and dying because of their starvation. And they said, you know what, we might as well go over to the Assyrians and beg for food because we are dying here. We can't go into the city. The Assyrians have got food. Let's go and ask them. If they say, you dirty scum, we're going to kill you. Well, we're going to die anyway, and that will be quick. So they went to the Assyrian camp and amazingly found that God had worked a miracle, and the Assyrians had got scared, heard the army of God, and had run away, leaving everything behind. And these four lepers go into one tent, find the food that's there, they eat the food, but not just the food. There's gold, there's silver, there's precious jewelry, and they start to stuff their robes with these things. And then they go to the next tent and there's more food. And then suddenly they say, what we are doing is not right. We have got all this, and our brothers and sisters and relatives inside the city are dying. Let's go and tell them. So they run back to the city and they start shouting up the walls, the enemy have fled and we have got bread. I don't think it sounded so good in the Hebrew. And eventually the city send out, well, this could be a trick. They send out a few people to investigate, who find out it's all exactly as the lepers have said, and the city come running out. You see, the daily bread that these men had found, when they tell the people starving in the city, becomes good news. And that's the gospel, and that's what we need to do with the bread we find. We don't just keep it amongst ourselves, we start to tell those who are dying. And the Bible is clear that God gives us enough to give away. The story of the feeding of the 5,000 and the story of the feeding of the 4,000 make that very clear. There was enough left over from a few baskets of food, having fed those thousands of people, for each of God's people, those disciples, to have enough for their own fill. God gives us enough to provide for those around us and ourselves. If we only have it for ourselves, we only have enough for ourselves. If we start to give it away, God multiplies what he gives us, and we have enough to give away and enough for ourselves. So our prayer is, give us the bread we need today to feed those around us and to be fed ourselves. But that leads us into the other danger. There are many Christians who get so taken up with either evangelism or feeding the hungry and doing good works that they forget to go back to the table. And they burn themselves out with the giving, 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 that they forget to go back to the God of supply. And in Exodus chapter 16, verse 18, it says very clearly that if they tried to keep the manna that they gathered on one day for the next, it had gone rotten and was filled with maggots. And if we try to serve and to serve and to serve on what we received from God last Sunday, or even yesterday, without having come to the table and said, "I'm ready for my meal, give me today my daily bread," we will not survive. We will be burnt out. So always remember to go back to the source, to go back to the table and to say, "Give us today our daily bread." Don't burn out serving others. Come back to the Father's table every day for your daily bread.
He's forgiven you. Ooh. How can you doubt that he loves you?
This series on the Lord's Prayer is based on Jeff C. Bookney's Worn Through, which you can purchase and download from books.lumin.org.uk. That's LUMIN.org.uk. The music is by graceforall.wordpress.com. Thank you for listening.